So let's speak on that, because basically what it's saying is, okay, with all the funding, the free giveaways that we've gotten over the course of a year, it came at a cost. Now we're at that cost, because now it's to a point where, as yeah, we're supposed to get our tax refund, but before we get that regular tax refund, no, the country, they want their money back. They want a portion of their money back. Uncle Sam wants to get paid back what he loaned out.
I agree. So the fact is, I don't think the government would give out free money.
No, government don't give anything out
free. Not at all. Yeah, not at all.
So with that being said, you know, it's just to expect the unexpected. You know, we didn't expect to get that money in the first place. We was happy we got that money, but we was not expecting it. We wasn't expecting it the first time. We wasn't expecting it the second time, anytime. So now here's another expect the unexpected, because now we got to pay that money back, people.
Man, dude, I mean, what they saying is, instead of getting at the end of the year.
Yeah, they gave it up front.
They give you up front each month.
Yeah.
So, and you really paying tax on it each month.
Yeah, so what it is, so you know, my kids are grown, are almost grown now. I got a 14-year-old and a 20-year-old. So over the years, that child tax credit will come at the end of the year. They say, okay, how many kids you got on your IRS return? Boom, 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 boom. You get this much for each child. But what they did because of the pandemic was say, okay, we're gonna start allocating that money to you now. But at the end of the year, you're no longer going to get that tax credit. So they're not taking it back. They're just saying, okay, we gave it to you at the beginning of the year. Yeah, but now you don't get to claim it on your taxes. We already gave that to you.
But what I'm saying is, like, let's say they give you $2,000 each month.
I think it was like $750
each month. Well, see, $750 each month. Mm-hmm. Let's say they say give you $750. They're going to tax the $750, am I right?
I'm not 100% sure, but see, we opted out of
That's what I'm saying.
I opted out of it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want it.
You know what I'm saying? That's a very quick question, because the fact is, okay, I'm going to get it each month, but at the end of the year, I won't even get it.
Right.
But at the end of the year, you're going to get all of it.
Right. Yeah.
But each month, the government might tax you on that $750. And still probably get them.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if they taxed it, but we got that first $750 check. Yeah. And my wife and I said, okay, let's opt out of that if we can. And we could. So we opted out of it. Yeah. So at the end of the year, when we're putting together all of our finances and seeing what we made, so on and so forth, we're going to claim that entire tax credit at the end of the year instead of taking it through at the beginning of the year. So, yeah, it's six one half the dozen, you know, a half dozen the other. So one of the same.
It's just all about people knowing and understanding the rules of taxes and, and what they're getting into, you know, like yourself, Bevan, you and your wife, you guys, as a couple, you sit down and you discuss those things, and you, for your household, you had understanding of what was the best option for you.
Right.
And, you know, that option is not always good for every household.
Yeah.